Okay,
is it related?
June 2nd, 2005, approximately 09:17 hours. We're going to be back in the interview with Carlos. Reference some additional information. Okay, Carlos, after I turned the tape recorder off, you talked about something that you didn't know if it was or wasn't related. Can you describe for me again what it was that you saw?
Yeah, well, girls in elementary school in Santa Rosa Road. The name of the elementary school is Santa Rosa Elementary School. The light wasn't red. I was the second car at the light. This vehicle, this family vehicle, comes. I thought he was going to make a left turn, but he didn't. He didn't make a left turn. He beeps his car. He honks. He doesn't make the stop sign. The light is red. He sped up. He just drove. He didn't make the stop sign. He didn't make the light, the traffic light. The light, once again, wasn't red. He was doing at least 75 plus.
Okay.
And when I was driving down in Santa Rosa, I noticed the car, and I said, "Damn, this is a similar color. It's a similar color than the car that just blew up the red light in the elementary school." That's what I thought. It's a similar color. It might be the same car, and that's what made me think, "Damn, is that the same car?" When
you saw what you saw. Okay, so if I understand this correctly, and remember if I'm wrong, make sure you make sure I got it. While you were coming eastbound on Santa Rosa Road, you were stopped for the traffic light that's in front of the elementary school up there. And you were the second car behind the limit line. So there was one car in front of you and then you. Okay. And while you were waiting for the light to turn green, a car comes up on your left-hand side, which you thought was going to turn into the elementary school. It started. The driver started honking the horn, and then went through the red light and continued eastbound on Santa Rosa Road.
Yeah,
and westbound. Sorry, westbound. You were coming westbound on Santa Rosa Road. This car was coming also westbound. And went through the intersection and continued westbound on Santa Rosa Road. And you said that it was doing about 75 miles an hour.
75 plus. He was really, really speeding.
Okay. Did you notice how many people were in this car?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you able to watch the car as it continued down westbound on Santa Rosa, or did you lose it at some point?
At the light, there is a curve.
Uh-huh.
And when the light went green, and I got to the curve, he was already gone. I said, "Damn, okay. Where'd this guy go? He must be really speeding. I didn't see him.
Okay.
I was not able to see him. And when I got here is when the vehicle, the light brown color says it's a similar color. Mm-hmm. That's what it caught my attention.
Okay.
It's similar color, and I said to myself, oh, yes, it's similar color.
What if it's the same car?
That's what I thought. It could be the same car. And all of a sudden I saw what I saw, the pops.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, that is it.
Okay. Okay, we're in the interview at approximately 09:20 hours.